Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 27th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news, COVID-19 cases in Jamaica reach 26. According to Dr. Christopher Tufton, Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness, the total number of COVID-19 cases on the island is now 26. One death has been attributed to the virus thus far. The most recent patient had recently returned from a trip to New York. Discussing the breakdown of cases, Tufton noted that of the 150 tests given, 124 were negative and 26 were positive. Results are pending for the other tests. 17 people are now in government quarantine, with 142 self-isolating at home and 254 people released. Caribbean Examination Council adjusts plans in light of pandemic. The Caribbean Examination Council announced its plans for the administration of the 2020 May-June exams in view of the COVID-19 outbreak in the area. The organization has been working with representatives from the education ministries in the region to develop a concession strategy for exam dates. At least one common paper will be administered. This is the multiple choice assessments. Also, the school-based assessment and paper 032s will be awarded. Some projects are exceptions to the process, including modern languages such as Spanish, French, and Portuguese, human and social biology, and visual arts. The council stated that three testing will be used to reduce processing time. This week's Caribbean news. First COVID-19 death reported in Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago reported its first death from the COVID-19 virus, identifying the patient as an elderly male. This brings the total number of deaths from the virus to 3. One death has also been reported in Guyana and one in Jamaica. According to Terence Dial Singh, the nation's Minister of Health, Trinidad and Tobago has reported 60 cases of the virus, and he encouraged the country's residents to follow all recommendations about personal hygiene, social distancing, and sanitation as issued by health authorities to mitigate the spread of the disease.
Easter just like yard. Here's the cheese. Easter just like yard. Oh, yeah.
Hey! Every Easter, the land of wood and water turns into the land of bun and cheese. And you see, true me is a real Jamaican. This tradition can't miss me. That's why I make sure I buy my tin of tasty cheese. It's the only thing that make me feel Easter just like yard.
So go pick up your tin of tasty cheese today and enjoy Easter just like yard.
Easter just like yard. Tasty cheese.
Easter just like yard.
For the Easter, make it tasty cheese.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Diaspora helps Jamaican students displaced in the U.S. There are over 40 Jamaican students pursuing their education in the United States who have been displaced as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. These students' needs are being addressed by the Northeast Jamaica Diaspora, which has secured temporary housing for 41 students who were required to leave their dormitories when their educational institution shut down in the face of the virus outbreak. In addition to temporary accommodation, the students were given care packages and offered counseling. This week's business news. Businesses continue to receive support from JBDC during pandemic. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation is using its Facebook and Instagram platforms to provide help to small and mid-sized businesses in Jamaica. It is also looking for additional ways to maintain communications and provide assistance to microbusiness advisories supporting small business enterprises during the COVID-19 emergency. According to Valerie Vieira, CEO of the JBDC, the organization will not conduct in-person meetings with business representatives, but will utilize other media to maintain its supportive policies. This week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican Minister of Culture says no decision yet on 2020 staging of events. The dates of the annual festival events in Jamaica have not yet been determined, as the Culture Ministry has yet to make a decision in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Usually scheduled for August, the staging remains in limbo, as the ministry has already suspended activities related to the National Festival of the Performing Arts. The ministry retains a wait-and-see attitude regarding other cultural activities normally taking place every year. According to Culture Minister Olivia Babsey-Grange, she's monitoring the situation closely, but at present, things are at a standstill. She noted that all current efforts are aimed at constraining the spread of COVID-19. Now for this week's sports news. Sports events put on hold due to virus outbreak. The Jamaica International Invitational and the World Athletics Under-20 Championships are the latest track and field events to be impacted by the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The disease has caused major disruptions in the scheduling of significant sports events, notably the 2020 Olympic Games, which have been postponed until 2021. According to Donald Quarry, liaison for the Invitational, which was not held in 2019, the meet was put on hold until further notice. The decision was made in the best interests of the athletes, officials, spectators, and sponsors. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.